Okay, my name is, I am leader of the Lung Fighters Society. My name is Milton, born with a tooth. I come from the Blackfoot Confederacy, which our borders are from the Yellowstone River to the North Saskatchewan River and to the Musselshell River, which borders, and that is the Blackfoot Confederacy. Why am I here? I am here because, on one hand, I am part of the frontline mentality. Also, I am part of the group of people across this country that are looking for solutions. So this is the two reasons why I'm here, to offer my expertise as being a frontline person, but also to be here as to promote solutions so that we can, you know, because my life has always been one side, yes, the fight is, you know, that's ground level, you cannot change that. But the other thing is as a responsible person that I have been to my commitment, not only to the battle, but also to the future. We need to look for the solutions. So that's what I've been very adamant about. And I also feel a little bit of, you know, because the philosophies and foundations of this meeting was something that I had developed under the, you know, the Native Environmental Network group that we set out of the CEN. I was one of the founders who developed that foundation. So I feel a little bit of, you know, like this is my baby, kind of, so to speak, seeing where it's gone and where it is. So that's one of the reasons why I'm here.
Could you tell us a little bit about your community? And the struggles and issues that your community is facing?
Well, at the center of our demise right now is water. In my community, we have what we call what people are referred to as the Old Man River. And the importance of that river is it's because of its uniqueness that it is the source. My people, we are at the head of the headwaters. And for us, that has thrusted us into this, you know, political and economic battle between, you know, this country and its prosperity. And one of the things is that, you know, it's just one of many stories where, you know, they come in because, you know, the need. And the thing was is that the river that goes through my community is not a bordering river. It goes right down the middle. So we're one of the very few people that have a river that goes right through, you know, our territory. So in that battle, in that struggle, is what has promoted my community to where we ended up winning a Supreme Court case. We're one of very few in North America that has ever specifically won an issue deciding river, and because of its direct effect. We weren't one that were downstream, or we weren't one, you know, bordering. This was something that my people, because the river went through right through our community, it has more meaning. I mean, it's more of our teacher. It's our, you know, it's our babysitter. It, you know, our usage is not just seasonal, or not just, it's an everyday thing. You know, it's because it's, you know. So anyway, this issue of the Old Man River is at the basis of what my community is in the struggle with. But we're like what I explained, why I've come here, where I'm at and my community are at, we are at the end. We've exhausted every process that we can. We have followed what everybody told us that we should. We've even had the direct action. And then we had the Supreme Court ruling. We had a settlement out of it. And in the end, we are at the position where they ended up coming to us, and when we were going to vote and have an election, and they knew that election was going to go against them because we were going to re-challenge that whole issue again, the Old Man River Dam issue, because the Alberta government is depending on, and the Canadian government are depending on, having access to the headwaters of the Old Man River because of the tar sands, which is an agenda that we've been trying to expose before. So the issue within my community and the rest of my people, they don't understand the bigness of it, but we are all attached to that. That's why we ended up, you know, getting into a battle that was bigger than what we all thought. And that's where myself has come to the point of taking that responsibility to expose the issue, but also to, you know, to, because the issue where we're at right now is, like I said, the last straw that, you know, where my community, right now we don't have a solution except direct action. How that's gonna happen, that's still on the table. know, and most of the people are depending on me because they know that I've taken that, I've put myself as responsible for, you know, everybody says, well, Milton, you know, you're the one that's going to do it, right? Because I've done it before. So that responsibility lays heavy with me. So one of the reasons why I'm here too, just as well, is a last resort. I'm desperate. I'm trying to find a way before I know what the inevitability is going to happen. So my community right now, still is worse. We are now, because we got taken over by third party, government came in, you know, because of what I said, we went through this whole cycle. Finally, they knew that we were going to, because they didn't want our issue to explode again. Alberta government's very scared of my issue, literally. So is Canada, because they know that this is one area. I'm not saying that it overwhelms all the rest of the issues in, you know, in Alberta or with whatever, but we are still one issue that's a sore point for them because of some of the rulings that were already made and some of the research that came out of that. So my community right now, 80%, maybe 85 now, or 87% unemployment, gotten worse. Health gotten worse, which leads to the demise of, you know, where when there's nothing there, drugs, you know, violence. I mean, we're just slowly decaying from the center, and that's why, for myself and other people, you know, we have to. We're in the corner.
Yesterday, you spoke about your responsibility as a warrior. Speak a little bit more about that?
I will tell, because that warrior, because of the white man language here, and because it's been used against me, everybody thinks warrior because of the dictionary. I will only tell you this once, because you're going to record this. My people, what we understand, the foundations of what a warrior is. The basis for a warrior in the Blackfoot Confederacy, that the warrior had to be one of the most kindest and the most gentlest of people. So that is my foundation, because I was raised with that understanding. And because of that, that's why I've assumed that responsibility. It's a self-responsibility, but also it is on the basis of, because I am really there to preserve a way of life. And that's the trust my people have given to me. And like I'm saying, there's that love and hate relationship because of all the distractions that are there, poverty, you know, drugs and whatever. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, some days, you know, I'm the hero, some days I'm the people that everybody blames, you know. So that's something that lays heavy with me. But I've assumed that responsibility. But also I am the visionary. In the end, they all trust me because I've looked over the horizon. I've seen things. And they know they can trust me that I will bring back, just like a hunter brings back what we need. I've brought back the knowledge. Some of the solutions I've brought back to my communities, alternative development, you know, ecosystems, you know, ecotourism, you know, looking for ways other than just, you know, a warrior's responsibility isn't just to fight. It's also to preserve. And it's what I have assumed and I've, you know, trained myself over the years to be that, because, you know, my greatest fear is I don't ever want to embarrass my way of life. So that's me. That's what I've become, and that's why I have a lot of respect. But my enemies, I don't worry about the respect back home because, you know, I don't like to put the burden on my people. And that's what they respect about me the most. I don't bring the battle to them because we're already in a demise. It's my enemies that have the fear about who I am because they know that I carry that responsibility. And they know that I'm honest about it and honorable about it. So, but it isn't, I don't have an ego about it. Because in the end, I will tell you what my leadership is all about. Is that when I got my leadership, it was on the basis of who's going to die? Who's going to go to jail? Who's going to take all the ridicule? My people said, well, you better make sure. So I'm the only one in the circle that raised my hand. If it's going to die, I'll do it. So that's the understanding of the kind of leadership I have. But that leadership has come since the beginning of time. I'm not unique. I follow because my father was part of that world and my mother was part of that world. Outside, they may say, you know, because of criminalization and because of accusations and, you know, all that myth. But in the end, I've never been distracted about my purpose, because my foundation is still, as will always be, on making sure that I protect a way of life. And then taking it to the next step is to unify that ability and find where we can collectively find a solution, a real solution to preserve a way of life.